Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Ethan Rome, who's the Executive Director of Healthcare for America Now, a national coalition of more than 1,000 groups in 50 states representing 30 million people. Ethan Rome has been a grassroots and labor activist and organizer for more than 25 years and also worked as chief policy and political advisor to the Connecticut Speaker of the House of Representatives. Welcome to Background Briefing, Ethan Rome.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
And here in the state of California, the health exchange that's being set up, it turned out that just over this weekend, the nation's largest health insurance exchange basically has set straight the record on what's going to happen with health care reform and what's going to happen with Obamacare, as they call it, if it's implemented. And this is incredibly good news, right, that the premiums will go down. That was the whole intention. So good news for Californians, but what about the rest of the country?
Well, it's great news all the way around. I mean, of course, it's great news for Californians, but it's also great news for everyone in this country because California has set a standard. It just shows that when you give consumers choice, when you put plans up against each other, when there's a fair competition of plans, consumers get a better deal. And the other thing is that when you think about what the Republicans, the opponents of this plan, have been saying, they've been saying one thing after another about how it's going to be more expensive, it's going to cause this problem and that problem, and this settles it. This makes clear that every time the Republicans talk about Obamacare, what they say is not true. And the truth are the most important things, which is what's actually happening.
So in other words, the socialist without a birth certificate Muslim imposter has actually come up with a really good capitalist plan that gives you free market competition.
Well, geez, that is a lot of, those are a lot of big words, Ian, about all kinds of isms. But yes, absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is that this plan is working. It's working. And that's the thing that's most important. And the other thing is that when this news about the rates in California came out, right, that affects a large number of people, 7 million people in California who don't have insurance, but every single person in California who does have coverage, if they have a pre-existing condition, they don't have to worry anymore about losing their job, getting denied coverage, going bankrupt because they can't afford their medical bills. And those are the parts of Obamacare that don't get talked about enough, but they affect all of us.
Well, meanwhile, of course, the Republicans in Congress have voted to repeal Obamacare 37 times, and I'm sure there'll be further votes on it. So at what point does their mean-spiritedness come out? I mean, they do have a lot of people who believe, because of the propaganda, that this is terrible socialism that's going to deny them choice and that they're going to be subsidizing a bunch of freeloaders. That's the sort of propaganda that's been out since day one. But as the evidence mounts that the reverse is true, do you think at some point or other the Republicans are going to look mean-spirited, that they don't want to protect the health of at least 25 million Americans who are able to, for the first time, obtain affordable health care insurance?
I mean, I think for them, they're making what I think is like their last stand electorally based on the idea that people will somehow think that they're better off on their own up against the insurance companies with no rules whatsoever than they are being banded together with their fellow neighbors. And that's the thing. It's like when we talk about this law and the mean-spiritedness of the Republicans, we have to remember there's 129 million people across this country who have what insurance companies call pre-existing conditions. And they can drop us, they can deny us care, they can charge us whatever they want. They could do all of that prior to this law. Now, the Republicans, God bless them, 37 votes in the House, it's an extraordinary thing. 15%, a full 15% of the floor time that they've spent in the United States Congress is on repealing a law that's going to change everyone's life for the better and is also, as Speaker Boehner has said, the law of the land.
So, Ethan Rome, again, Executive Director of Healthcare for America Now, a national coalition of more than 1,000 groups in 50 states representing 30 million people. Do you think that one of the reasons then why the Republicans have had this jihad against Obamacare and their nominee for president, of course, said the first thing he'd do if elected president would be to repeal it. At the state level, they've done everything they can to sabotage it. And you've got the state of Texas doing everything that they can to stop it, quite the opposite of what's happening in California. So does this really come down to perhaps that what the Republicans most fear about it is that it will work and it'll end up being like Social Security, which is an incredibly popular program?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and it's very simple, right, that I mean, the Republicans, their entire extremist ideology is about advancing private markets at the expense of people, giving rich people tax cuts, making the rest of us pay, and doing so in the name of how government doesn't work. Except people know that it works when it comes to Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. And so what they hate, what they absolutely hate about this program is it's going to work. And it's another example of why it's so important to have good government. It's an example of what happens when government comes together and people of good faith come together and develop a program. And again, we're talking in this instance about making health insurance better for every single person in the United States who has it, and then also giving access to affordable coverage for people who don't. And, you know, and by the way, at the end of the day, you know, the Republicans bet against capitalism, and they lost. And they lost to the insurance companies, because that's who submitted the rates in California, and those are the rates that are lower than anyone that expected.
So the process is basically in terms of the countdown to the full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. In October, the exchanges will supposedly be complete at the state level, and then by January the 1st of 2014 is when all of the country will be adopting, and that's the whole point, isn't it, that if everybody buys into these state exchanges, then you have a group, a pool, which would therefore lower the cost for everybody. And it seems to me that what the Republicans are hoping for and their friends in the insurance business are hoping for is to do what they can to prevent this from happening and for the pool being as big as it should be and could be. What's the prognosis then in going forward to January the 1st of 2014 if some of the insurance companies can hold over some of their healthiest customers for a whole year? Apparently there's a loophole that allows them. So are those loopholes going to be closed? Because the idea that even in the law itself there's room to maneuver to manipulate and sabotage the implementation is pretty shocking.
Well, you know, there's always room in every law. There's always some loophole or something or another. You know, I think that what's important to focus on in this case is the fact that that the exchange is going to be open for business, and you're going to have millions of people who are able to shop and get better coverage and at better prices than they've ever gotten. And that's what the insurance companies are going to spend their time on. They're going to spend their time wanting to get into the exchanges and attract customers. And again, when we talk about this law, I constantly say to folks, it is an extraordinary life-saving thing that people who don't have coverage are going to be able to get it for the first time. But for all of us who do, January 1 means no more discrimination against people with pre-existing conditions. No more annual limits, lifetime limits. I mean, that's one of the things that we've seen. I mean, when people talk about the health insurance crisis, people have forgotten all about that because we just talk about Obamacare all day long. But a couple years ago, what we talked about was that there's people who go without health care because they don't have coverage, and there's middle-class families going bankrupt because they do, but it wasn't the coverage that they thought. And now, right, we're fixing all of those things. And so that's why I think it's always nuts when the Republicans are campaigning against Obamacare, because it means that they're going up to every senior citizen and saying, hey, if you're getting discounts on your prescription drugs, I'm against them. I'm a Republican, and I'm here to help.
Well, again, I guess it comes down to the rollout working, the exchanges working, the inability of the Republicans to use legislative tricks to sabotage it. They're going to try everything they can up until its implementation. But at the end of the day, in 2014, if the Republicans are going to run against the Affordable Care Act, Obama's going to have to run for it, isn't he? And he's really going to have to roll up his sleeves and get tough and make a strong case.
Absolutely. But, I think that's what he did in 2012, and I think that's what every candidate did, and I think that's what folks are going to do going into 2014. What the Republicans are going to do is they're going to continue to try to make this a surrogate. They're going to try to make this the playing field around which they get to have their fight over all the ways in which everything related to government is bad. And the only problem is that their idea of government is giving tax breaks to rich people who don't need it. And our idea of government is bringing folks together and using it to create policies and programs that help the greatest number of people. And so, you know, the thing that's amazing to me about the California rate announcement is it's really simple. It's government in action, right? You want to know what Obamacare looks like? Look at California's rates.
Well, Ethan Rome, I thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Ethan Rome, who's an executive director of Healthcare for America Now, a national coalition of more than 1,000 groups in 50 states representing 30 million people. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back with the filmmaker of an amazing new film that shows the beauty of nature and how much it's threatened, along with a leading expert on the extinction of bees.
And so no one would know how tired they've grown of talking and telling their lies. All we've got, no health insurance, no cellular service, no disease they can cure. But we need more money to burn, so each person must learn the dollar amount they are worth.